This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, JN, a minor, by and through his next friend, Colleen Nentwig, and Colleen Nentwig, individually appellants, and Ryan Dobson, plaintiff, v. Dr. Dale Anderson, respondent, decided July 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. JN, a minor, by and through his next, num ED113033, friend Colleen Nentwig and Colleen Nentwig individually. Appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County and 22 SL CC01952. Ryan Dobson, plaintiff v. Dr. Dale Anderson, Honorable Richard M. Stewart, respondent, filed July 29, 2025. Before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Madeline O. Connolly, Seep J., opinion. The tragedy giving rise to this case occurred on April 25, 2020, in Webster Groves, Missouri, when Ryan Dobson killed one his stepfather, Kevin Nentwig, decedent. Dobson's half-brother, J.N., and his mother, Colleen Nentwig, sued Dobson's treating psychiatrist, Dr. Dale One. Dobson was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action, but the trial court found Dobson not guilty by reason of insanity, specifically bipolar disorder with psychotic features, pursuant to Section 552.030, RSMO 2016, and committed him to the Missouri Department of Mental Health. 2. Anderson for wrongful death based on medical negligence. Appellants claim that Dr. Anderson knew or should have known that Dobson presented a serious danger of future harm to a readily identifiable victim, decedent, and failed to notify Dobson's family of that danger, which failure they claim caused decedent's death. The jury returned a verdict for Dr. Anderson. Now in their single point on appeal, appellants claim that the trial court erred in failing to instruct the jury on an alternative theory of negligence, one that has not been recognized in Missouri. Appellant's instruction A would have allowed the jury to find Dr. Anderson negligent in prescribing to Dobson a certain antidepressant medication or in failing to alert Dobson's mother and stepfather to monitor him, and that this negligence caused decedent's death. Appellant's proposed theory of duty was that healthcare providers owe a duty to third parties to not prescribe medications that affirmatively cause patients to harm third parties. We are not persuaded to recognize such a duty because the record here does not establish that decedent's death was reasonably foreseeable. Thus, the trial court did not err in rejecting appellant's proffered instruction, and the court properly submitted appellant's failure to warn verdict director, instruction 8, which is the recognized theory of recovery in Missouri under the circumstances of this case. Background: in 2019, Dobson began experiencing depression symptoms such as the loss of motivation, insomnia, guilt, indecision, and anxiety. That June, his primary care doctor prescribed Zoloft, an antidepressant. Initially, Dobson attempted to resolve his depression without the medication. Then, after beginning Zoloft in November, Dobson began to suffer hallucinations, severe insomnia, and severe appetite loss, which led to his hospitalization. Dobson was then prescribed olanzapine, an antipsychotic and mood stabilizer medication used to stop hallucinations and three delusions that can also be used to treat bipolar disorder. The olanzapine stopped the hallucinations and helped Dobson sleep better. Throughout his mental health struggles, Dobson was a regular marijuana smoker. Specifically, he ingested dabs or wax, which are highly concentrated forms of THC-2 with strong potencies. In late January 2020, Dobson began seeing Dr. Anderson for mental health treatment. Dr. Anderson diagnosed him with major depressive disorder, panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. He did not believe Dobson had bipolar disorder. 3. Based on his diagnoses, Dr. Anderson prescribed 12.5 milligrams of Paxil, a psychotropic antidepressant medication, Adderall for Dobson's ADHD, and hydroxyzine to help soothe his anxiety. He also referred Dobson to a clinical psychologist for cognitive therapy. Finally, he told Dobson to stop using marijuana because it was still illegal and could interfere with his medications. From February to March, Dobson's depression improved. So in February, Dr. Anderson increased the Paxil dosage to 37.5 milligrams and instructed Dobson to stop taking the olanzapine. By April 1st, Dobson experienced severe insomnia. Dr. Anderson recommended that Dobson increase the hydroxyzine up to 100 milligrams if needed. Several days later, they spoke on the phone, and Dobson reported that he had exceeded the dosage by 25 milligrams and still 2-tetrahydrocannabinol, THC,